Advertising, I think that that's a largely overlooked item in a budget, and people really underestimate the type of person and the time it takes to do a good, effective job at getting the word out about your study. There's a lot of networking involved with, depending on your population, within your institution, outside your institution, in the community. If you want to do research in schools, in jails, there are different rules and regulations about how you go about that. And that's another reason to network with other researchers who might have done that kind of research to understand better the pitfalls and things that worked. Does advertising on buses, is that advantageous for that particular population? If you want to, it could be very expensive to advertise in television, on the television or in the newspapers. So if you learn from others' mistakes, maybe they spent thousands of dollars on ads and they got two people. So it's important to network. It's also important, word of mouth is so important. You have to have a good relationship. It's not just, you're a salesperson when you are a researcher. You have to sell yourself, and it's not just to the people you want to be in your study. It's to the larger community that you want to refer to your study as well. The doctors, the nurses, the clinicians. Again, this goes back to character and integrity, because if people don't value you, if people don't value the work that you're doing, it's going to be even harder. In this day and age, clinicians are overwhelmed with the work that they do and reaching their own productivity goals. So if they don't believe in you and the research that you're doing, you'll have a hard time recruiting.